So you've been working in hotels a long time, hired a lot of different people. How long have you been doing it for?
Oh, I've been doing this since 2008. February of 2008 is when I got my first hospitality
Coming up
job.
on 10 years.
Yeah, coming actually more than 10 years. It was 10 years in February.
Oh man.
I'm coming up on my 11th year.
Don't put that in the podcast, bro, that I can't do math.
Welcome back to the Hospitality MD podcast. On today's episode, Kyle and I discuss my experience hiring in hospitality, the difference between hard skills and soft skills, and how they influenced my hiring style. Enjoy the show.
So you've been working in hotels a long time, hired a lot of different people. How long have you been doing it for?
Oh, I've been doing this since 2008. February of 2008 is when I got my first hospitality job.
Oh, it's been more than 10 years.
Yeah, it's been almost 11 years. It'll be 11 years in February that I started my career in hotels and hospitality.
So I'm sure throughout that time you've gotten to hire a lot of different people for a wide variety of properties, and I'm sure you've learned a few things about what kind of character traits and best practices for hiring for hotels and hospitality. What's your general philosophy?
It's obviously changed over the years. I did hiring before I was in hospitality when I worked in movie theaters, and then just it kind of evolved as I kind of got real world experiences doing these. I've done my fair share of hiring people with tons of experience and people with no experience, and now I mainly focus on what they bring as far as personality. Because I've learned that it's not something that I can teach. I can't teach somebody to be a nice person, but I can always teach them how to check somebody in. I can't teach somebody to always smile and put on that show, but I can teach them the ins and outs and the intricacies of our front desk system.
Do you have any specific examples of people you can think of that maybe have had a lot of experience and haven't worked out, or people who haven't had any experience and ended up working out great? Because I know that can kind of be a dichotomy when hiring. And do you have any examples that stick out to you?
Well, my airport property that I worked at, I hired a lady that had probably as much hotel experience as I have now, like probably a good 10 years. And they came in, and the, when you hire somebody with that much experience, you expect them to know the system that they're using, right? It's the same hotel brand, same hotel chain, same system. And so they come in and they don't know how to check somebody in. It became a huge red flag. Like, you expect this person just to come in and kind of hit the ground running. Like,
They should be able to hop behind the front desk pretty quickly.
yeah, they should have been able to teach me some things, right?
Right.
But I it just it did not work, and they completely struggled, and just continued to make mistake after mistake. And I believe there was some issues with money towards the end, just where things weren't posted properly. And I can't I mean it's been probably about 7 years, 6 or 7 years since this happened, so I can't remember all the details. But and then if another example is I hired a night auditor out in one of the resorts I worked at, that we worked at, I should say. And
I think I know where this is going.
yeah, and he had all the experience that I could ask for, but he just wouldn't show up for shifts, or when he was there, we found out he was sleeping in the belt closet. Like, it's just, it's you think that you're getting everything because, like, all this person has experience, they've been doing it. But I feel like when you hire people with those skills, that you are hiring a lot of their bad habits that they've gotten in the years. Depending on who was their manager before, who do they work with? Like, there's so many different variables when it comes to those people that you don't know what you're getting. Now, take for example, I'll go ahead and tell your story a little bit. I hired you as a young high school student with zero experience. That gives and you would think, oh, that's going to be tough. Like, how do you teach this person to deal with people? How do you teach them just everything you need to know when it comes to working a front desk? Like, there's a lot going on, and I'm sure you can speak to that, where when you first started, I'm sure it seemed a bit overwhelming.
Oh yeah, it was crazy to be in that position. First job essentially dealing with people, and then all of a sudden you're dealing with people who have the expectation of staying at a branded resort, and their expectations are high, and you just kind of have to learn to deal with it.
Right, exactly. But I found that when I interviewed you and I decided to go ahead and move forward and hire you, it's because I felt that you had, I guess we could say, the soft skills necessary to deal with people. You were very well put together. You seemed very professional, and you knew how to talk to people. So there was like a good basis, good base. I'm sorry, good base of those skills that I can then build on, because you naturally had that ability. And all I had to do was teach you how to check people in or check people out and use the system, the ins and outs of the system, and then from there you just kind of work on the little things like verbiage, and not saying like, okay, totally awesome, to a guest or something like that. You just work on those little things here and there and make those tweaks and continue to grow. And I've found a lot more success in those situations, in those scenarios. There's another person that I hired from the resort that works with us now that, didn't have had zero hotel experience, but then became a supervisor, and now we brought her over to work with us. Like, I just feel like there's so much more success when you can shape their behaviors. You can set their expectations so that they start their habits off on the right foot.
But I think you mentioned soft skills, which I think is important, because I don't think you can boil down, like, if someone doesn't have any experience, you can mold their behavior, and if someone does have experience, you can't. I don't think that's necessarily one and the same. However, someone can come in with experience but have the soft skills necessary to adapt to, a new property and a new set of expectations, new management, have the soft skills to be able to relate to the people around them, their coworkers or their guests, and be able to assimilate quickly and are coachable. And that's all part of soft skills. And then with that basis of experience behind them, it would make them almost ideal candidate for a hotel position opening up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want this to seem like it's a blanket statement. Obviously, individuals are individuals. Everybody's different. Everybody has different strengths, weaknesses. And there's definitely people with experience that you can bring over that will fit right in. I mean, you've done it when you came to work with where we're at now. It's just been my experience, though, when it comes to hiring for just the front, let's say just the front desk, kind of the entry level position. If you have somebody that's kind of been working at a few different properties and haven't really gone up from there, which is fine. Some people are very happy with what they're doing, but if you've done it at a few places already and it hasn't really worked out, typically for me, I feel like that's a little bit of a red flag. Just because if it hasn't worked out there, why is this going to be any different? Like, the common denominator in that situation is the applicant, in my eyes. Depending on their experience and their resume, I might still want to bring them in and kind of meet with them to see if I can kind of see that they have those soft skills, if they can hold a good conversation, if they seem to genuinely enjoy helping people. I mean, that's the big thing, right? That's what you ask for in an interview. What have you done to help somebody else achieve their goals, is one of the questions I think both you and I really fell in love with when the first time we heard it. And it's a good question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great question to ask, because it's not saying, something, a goal that you've achieved and the selfish reasons. It's what have you done for somebody else? Completely unselfish. What have you done to help somebody else do something great? And not a lot of people can answer that properly and just, give a great example of what they did to unselfishly help somebody else do what they needed to do.
And you can have all the front desk experience, but if you can't answer that question or don't have the emotional intelligence to handle the job or to assimilate to a new property, it will not work. Because I think front desk, specifically in hospitality in our industry, its technical skills are important because there's a lot of moving parts and it's a very technical operation. However, at the front lines at front desk, it's quite simply an emotional job. You're dealing with people's emotions all day. You're seeing people at their best, at their worst, and you kind of have to put a smile through it all, give great service, and make it worthwhile for the guests for staying at your specific property. And only emotional intelligence and only soft skills can get that. You can't teach that to somebody.
Yeah, it's really hard to. I feel like to a point you can help make people more aware of like emotional intelligence. I mean, that's why there's people write books on them, but I don't think you can necessarily teach it. I just feel like it's something that you have to have within you that you can bring out.
If you don't like people and you're antisocial or whatever the case might be, then you can be coached. You know, management and your coworkers can talk your ear off about it. And if that's not something you intrinsically value, is connecting with other people and helping people, then you won't improve, or it'll just come off as phony or fake, something along those lines. People will see right through it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that, I mean, that's even tenfold once, if that person happens to be, you know, get into a leadership role. Because not only are you now in charge, you're still in charge of shaping the guest experience, you're also in charge of shaping your employee experience. Like, you have a team under you that's going to look to you for support, for help, and they need to know that they can go to you. But if you don't enjoy helping people, it's not going to be an enjoyable experience for those employees, and you're going to end up finding yourself without employees at some point, because they're just not going to want to deal with it.
Right. And you could compare the employees to the guests. If a guest comes to a hotel, they come to the front desk, and the front desk agent is emotionally unintelligent, unempathetic, or rude, they're not going to come back to that hotel. They're going to find another place to stay. With employees, if they go to their manager, who they expect to be emotionally intelligent, friendly, and helpful, and that manager doesn't want to help them or is terse with them, then perhaps they'll find another place to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's how you lose talent. Yeah, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't put up with it. I mean, why are you gonna work in a place, especially in an environment where, you know, we're in a big city, we're in a big metropolis, we're in Chicago. There are tons of hotels that are constantly looking for people for their front desk or for any other position. Like, your options are so vast that even like now, when we have open positions, we have trouble filling them because there are so many positions available that you really can't get as many applicants. So if you take a good employee and you kind of shun them away or tell them to skedaddle out, they're not going to put up with it. And they're like, why am I going to stay here and deal with this when I can go somewhere else where the environment and the culture might be vastly improved from where I'm at, right? Because the grass is always greener on the other side. I mean, they might not know it, maybe it's worse, but they're willing to take that chance because it's bad enough that your leader isn't there for you to lead. You know, they're just your boss.
Oh, sure. I mean, you go on H Careers and just search Chicago and any position, you'll at any given time get 700 or more job postings just on that one website alone for Chicago, where if you're in the industry and you're looking for a place to showcase your talent, you can go to any one of those positions that are open.
Oh yeah.
Similarly, definitely. Comparing it back to the guest as well, if the hotel market is so saturated, a guest can have any choice of where they want to go and stay. So if they're not treated right, they're going to go to a different property. If the employees aren't treated right, well, there's still those properties still exist for people to work, and you know, the employees will end up going there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on H Careers right now. I looked up Chicago front desk. There's 126 open hospitality jobs with front desk in the title. So that, I mean, obviously that'll include supervisors, maybe managers, but they are mostly front desk agents, front desk clerks. Like, there's a ton of positions out there. So easily these people, you know, any of your desk agents say, you know what, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to really skedaddle out of here and go somewhere else where, it seems that their culture is vastly improved from where I am at now, and my leader there will care about me.
Oh, absolutely. I think this generation specifically, of course, it's nice to get paid a good wage and to have nice benefits, but I feel like at this point, most companies offer that. So really, that's not going to entice anybody to stay or to stay in a position where they don't feel like they are being, like their job is important. They don't feel like they're being challenged, and then they don't feel like they're being respected.
Or even valued.
There's just too many choices out there to risk your good employees because of an emotionally unintelligent leader. With that being said, I think it's important, and Greg, you can disagree with me on this if you do, but hiring frontline staff with the idea in mind that that person has potential to be a good manager, where you're hiring them and basically saying, I'm going to hire them frontline, front desk, and hopefully we can groom them to be the next good supervisor, the next good manager. What do you think about that?
So I don't disagree with you. When I was at my airport property, I took over the hiring process for the front office, without being officially the main leader, the director of front office there. But that was ultimately my goal in all the hiring that I did. I wanted to only bring in people that I felt wanted to make a career. Or maybe not necessarily a career, but had the drive to move forward and move up. Because I don't know, maybe it was just because at the time we didn't have people to step up into roles. Right before I was in charge of the hiring, we went through a process where we lost a couple supervisors that left, including with my promotion. We didn't have anybody to step up and move into those spots. So we actually hired a couple people from the outside to fill in the roles. We did have an internal, which you know of, Dwight. He was there and he was a supervisor. But then we had to go and hire a couple other people. One of them being Zach, who worked with us where we're at now.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Which was I mean, obviously was a great hire on our part. I'm very happy that he was. I was fortunate enough to work with him, and provided different connections and helped us out throughout, the past few years. But at the same other on the other side of the token, at the time, I'm like, well, why didn't we have anybody prepared to step up and take that next step? So when I went through the hiring process, I was looking for people that were driven, that really wanted to kind of give it all and, just continue to learn and grow. Like growth was the biggest thing I was looking for. People that wanted to grow and learn in the industry. Now, I had to go, and it was a little bit different for me when I went out to the branded resort, because it was out in the suburbs. It was out in a small suburb. What was it? I mean, it was a 30-mile drive for me, so it was out in Bloomingdale. So it was a long drive, and it's a different type of expectation. Not expectation. I had to have a different type of expectation when I was hiring people, because I couldn't necessarily just hire people that were driven and wanted to make a career out of it just because of the candidate and talent pool that was available to me there. It's different when you're in Chicago, when you're in a big city and you have thousands of people, hundreds, thousands of people that are interested in applying, and you can kind of take your pick of the litter out there. You'll be lucky to get 10, 15 applicants. Like that's actually a good candidate pool for you when you're out there, and you're paying maybe minimum wage or slightly above, and it's not easy to find the talent that you want that's going to continue, that has that hunger, that wants to make a career out of hospitality, because those people are mainly in the already they're already in the city, right? I was fortunate enough to find someone like you, right, that decided like, oh, this is actually something I love to do and I want to continue doing it. And there was a few other people that I hired during that time that really cared about doing a good job. Like they didn't maybe plan on making a career out of it, but they cared enough about doing a good job. They had that soft skill of caring that made it one of the best teams that that hotel has had in its 10 years of being that branded hotel. Some of our guest service scores were higher than it had been in what, 4 years, I think it was, or something like that.
Yeah, it was just over 4 years.
Yeah, so my expectation had to change a bit when it came to that property. So now where I'm at, I do enjoy hiring people that want to grow. I do enjoy hiring people that want to eventually become managers. The best worst thing that can happen to me is to have an entire front desk staff that all want to be promoted to become supervisors and managers, because I'm going to have nothing but top performers. This is actually perfect timing that we're having this conversation, is because I just recently had conversations with a couple of employees, just some one-on-one conversations about where they want to be, and it's not people, maybe not people that I've necessarily hired, that I've just kind of taken over in my new role, but they may not necessarily want to be the next front office supervisor or the front office manager. They want to go into, they want to become a sales manager, or they want to get into the housekeeping side and learn a little bit more about rooms. And I feel like that's also great. Like, they still have that drive, they still provide value, and they're receiving value out of their position, but front desk isn't their end game. And there's nothing wrong with that. I feel like they don't need to have to want to be a front office manager in order to be successful in this department.
And I think honestly, that's one of the most endearing parts about the hotel industry specifically, is especially when you get somebody who's new to hotels and they work front desk, being at that central nervous system department in the hotel, it opens your eyes to all the other opportunities that are out there. You find that you like the hotel, but front office isn't your thing. Well, you've likely had conversations and gotten a feel for all the other departments in your hotel being at that role. And it can kind of inspire people to maybe do things that they never thought they would do before, or would have never thought of not starting out at front desk or not getting a hotel job. But I think, it's our job as hoteliers and as managers to help those people who maybe they don't want the next supervisor, but they want to be sales. Help them apply what they're learning at front desk to use that to help them propel it to the next level. Even though it's not the same department, same job, the skills are still applicable. The soft skills that you need at front desk are the same soft skills you're going to need in sales or in housekeeping or in food and beverage.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of good soft skills that we can help bring out of people. I mean, empathy is huge, especially for me lately. And just you know, I feel like being an empathetic person in general is going to help you get far in life. But if you can take that and learn how to be empathetic with our guests at the front desk, and then let's say you go and become a housekeeping supervisor, you can use that soft skill when you're helping your room attendants or your housemen with their tasks. You're empathetic. You can be empathetic to, wow, they're cleaning, 14, 15, 16, whatever the amount of rooms is in a day. You're empathetic to they're out there breaking their back, cleaning these rooms. And, it was a Sunday morning, it was a party this weekend, whatever was going on. And you can be empathetic, and it helps you manage that team. It manages what they have to go through, and they will rally around you, and they'll work harder for you. When you're there for them, they work harder for you. But you can't be there for them if you can't be empathetic.
Yeah, I mean, managing people's emotions is managing them, because that's what we do. We operate on emotion, and that's important to people. Somebody who is a heartless dictator, say the housekeeping example, someone who just would rather assign 18 rooms for the day and then sit in the office rather than trying to call somebody in to help or go up and strip rooms to help, alleviate some of the labor. You go up on the front lines with your team, you're showing that you're empathetic. Like you said, they'll rally around you. You'll have the people on your side, and that's what's important.
Yeah, especially in an operations role, and even like we said with the job market out there, you don't want these people running off and just going somewhere else. And operations can be tough. It takes a special kind of person to be able to manage the craziness that we have to go through. And not everybody's cut out for it. There's some people that just they do it for a while, and then they leave, and you talk to them 5 years later, they find out you're still doing it, and they're like, man, how do you handle that? And some people just have that in them. And we're some of those people. I mean, I've been doing this for almost gonna be 11 years. And then before that, I was working at a very busy movie theater for a couple years. And it's just, you get kind of get a high off of handling these high volume, busy operations. Just not everybody's cut out for it. And so when you have a leader that's there for you and kind of lifts you up, you know, when you need it, it goes a long way and helps you kind of, it helps you get through your shift, helps you get through your day, through your week, you know, through your month, you know, whatever you need, or even, you know, sometimes through your personal life. You're having trouble at home and you don't want to come to work and feel like, oh, great, I have trouble at home, come to work, my boss doesn't care about me. Like, you know, we don't have to go into your personal business, but, you know, you come into work and you feel good about working and about what you're doing and that you're making a difference. You know, it can change your outlook and maybe even help you with whatever you're going with through at home.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, like you're saying, people have it hard enough outside of work. So going into work and basically as managers, you're getting all of your tasks accomplished through the people that you hire. So it doesn't make sense to hire people to help you achieve your goals and then not treat them right. So life is hard enough outside of work. When people come in, it should be a safe, friendly, welcoming place for them to feel like they're making a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any other final thoughts on soft skills, hard skills, hiring?
Well, I just feel like, obviously every situation is going to be different and unique, and it just really depends on who you're interviewing and, you know, what role you're looking to fill. But if you're going to hire for hard skills, make sure that they have the soft skills to go along with it. But if they have the soft skills without the harder skills, you should have most of the time an easier time molding that person. And you can always teach them. You can always teach them the hard skills, but you can't ever teach them to be a nice person.
Very well said. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.